This morning, we're going to go 0 to 60 miles per hour in about 10 seconds here. So are you ready? We have been going through a series that we're calling Sink or Swim, where we're looking at the letter to the Ephesians. And so we want to give you a review of where we've been and where we are headed. So here we go. There is a story that echoes in the human heart. It's a story about death giving birth to life. A story about hate transformed by love. A story that urges us to sink, to swim and not sink. Thousands of years ago, near the coast of Turkey on the Mediterranean Sea, there was a small community that set sail on a great adventure. They said goodbye to life in the harbor, and they set their sights and sailed on the raging seas. All that remains of their adventure is the captain's log, stitched together in the form of a letter for future travelers. The captain's log is like an ancient ship. Careful attention must be paid to each part. The compass invites us to be imitators of God and to live in love. This ancient ship settles for nothing less than a love that transforms world, neighbor, and self. This love is sacrificial, like a good parent to a child. The hull, the watertight body of the ship, reminds us of our God-given identities. We swim well when we know that the God who invites us to this journey speaks well of us, adopts us, cheers for us, frees us, trusts us, challenges and empowers us. The mainsail unleashes an ancient power and propels us forward. Sailing on the seas is not about helicopters and trust funds and lazy boys. Sailing requires deeper resources, prayer, relationships, transformation, perspective, heart and eyes and feet. Sinking is risky and always a possibility on the great seas, especially with the threat of pirates and the gangplank. The pirate of consumerism threatens to throw us off the plank, but love, God's love, reminds us that we were made to create. As we sail these seas, we create good and beautiful things. We look up at the mast. A mast is like a cross, a place of death and new life. Everything that once separated and divided is now joined together. Hearts warmed and communities formed and peace overflowing for all. But uncertainty meets us in the ship's prison, the brig. This pain and suffering bursts new visions and seas of possibilities. Through this community, God's multifaceted wisdom is being made known to rulers and authorities. Jail cells are bursted open and freedom is given to all. The rigging of the ship is those needed ropes and pulleys. Reminds us that sailing requires community, gifts and callings coming together, interrelated, interconnected, woven as one. If we have any chance of sailing the raging seas, the compass of God's love compels us forward. There are 5 critical parts on the journey ahead of us. The journey will be tough. And today, we'll look at Ephesians 4, 25 through 32, the rudder. And in the days and weeks to come, we'll look at the cabin. My favorite, the saloon, the crow's nest, and the sun deck. This is a story that echoes in the human heart. It is a story about death giving birth to life. A story of hate transformed by love. A story that urges us to swim on the raging seas and not sink. Just a few months ago, near the mountains of Colorado, in the city of Highlands Ranch, there was a small community that set sail on a great adventure. They said goodbye to life in the harbor, and they set their sights and sailed on the raging seas. All that guides them on this venture is the captain's log, stitched together in the form of a letter. Listen well. The waters are going to get choppy, but love and hope and peace and God will be our guide.